Recognizing design, but is it enough? Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, I'm assuming you're talking about intelligent design here, but is it enough for what?
Well, Mark, the intelligent design movement, or ID for short, teaches that design in nature points to a designer. But ID doesn't say who the intelligent designer is, and it does allow the designer to use evolution over millions of years. But here's the question. Is belief in intelligent design enough to be saved? You see, intelligent design may seem very appealing at first because it brings up some good arguments against the idea that life arose by natural processes. But you know, sadly, the ID movement has little or nothing to do with the Bible. It's important to understand that believing in design alone doesn't tell us why there's death and suffering in the world, or that we all need to be saved. It's only through God's word we can understand the bad news that Adam's sin brought, death, and the good news that Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, brought, eternal life with him. You see, while Romans 1 tells us we can know there's a God through his creation, and that's an important first step, to understand who that God is, his nature, what life is all about, we need to believe and understand God's word.
Indeed, the Bible, beginning with Genesis, presents the true history of the world. That's the theme of one of Ken Ham's newest booklets called The Seven Seas of History. It's available free on our website, answersradio.com.